Today, as I said, we celebrate Trinity Sunday, which is one of the worst days to preach a homily, I'll be honest with you. The Trinity is the central, but also something very, inexplicable, very mysterious. So it's difficult to preach today to find, how does the Trinity relate to our lives? That there is one God in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yes, ultimately the Trinity is a mystery, right? But that doesn't mean that God is unknowable. That's important. It's a mystery because it means that we cannot fully comprehend this mystery. So imagine this. We have a ball in front of us, right? We can know that it's a ball. We can touch the ball. But can we see the other side of it? No, we can't encompass what that ball looks like on all sides. The Trinity is kind of like that. We know something about it. We can know that it's God. Yet our minds can't completely grasp it. But that's okay. Because here's the thing. It's because God loves us and because God desires to have a relationship with you. He doesn't just leave us hanging to kind of figure it out all for ourselves. He reveals himself to us. He tells us who he is so that we can enter into a relationship with him so that we can love him. But what I want to drive home today is that the Trinity is, yes, it is this high and lofty mystery of our faith, how God exists as one God in three divine persons. But what I want to drive home is that the Trinity does have great impact in our lives. It has everything to do with our lives. Look at what St. Paul says to us in today's second reading. Particularly, this is Romans 5:5. Okay, Romans 5:5. St. Paul says, "The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." Listen to that a second time. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Friends, this is one of the best kept secrets of Christianity, that God, who is love, has been poured into your heart. What does this mean? About 200 years ago, there lived a French Carmelite sister. Her name was Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity. She's a saint that we should all know, okay? She was just canonized a couple of years ago. If you love Saint Therese, you will love Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity as well. But we should all know her because the things that she writes about, the things that she has to teach us, they're powerful. From the moment that she received her first communion when she was 11, from that age she became very aware of God's presence in her soul. That her soul was the house of God. She knew that the Trinity, that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit lived in her soul. That her soul and also all of our souls, if we are baptized and we're in the state of grace, that our souls are a dwelling place of God. And friends, when we say that, it's not just words like, yeah, I know that God lives in me, that God's everywhere. But friends, it's true, it's real. Listen to this. This is just an excerpt, a little clip of a prayer that she composed one day. She addresses the Trinity and she says, "Grant my soul peace. Make it your heaven, your beloved dwelling, and the place of your rest. May I never abandon you there, but may I be there, whole and entire, completely vigilant in my faith, entirely adoring, and wholly given over to your creative action. Brothers and sisters, take note of what she says. She calls her soul heaven. She calls her soul heaven, the place where God rests. And then she says, may I never abandon you there, but may I be there vigilant and adoring. Wow. Our soul is the place where we are able to find God, Father, Son, and Spirit. And the important thing, I think the beautiful thing about Elizabeth of the Trinity is that she teaches us here how to pray. You know, many times we ask ourselves, you know, what do I do when I go to the Adoration Chapel? What do I do when I, you know, should pray every day? How do I begin my prayer, right? Sometimes my prayer, I don't know what, you know, what should come to mind. I think the first step is what she teaches us, is that whenever we begin to pray, the first thing that we should do is to place ourselves in the presence of God, to call to mind, where is God? Where do I go to get in touch with him? Where is he closest to me? Brothers and sisters, the secret of all the saints, whenever they talk about prayer, they speak of God, he's here. He's dwelling in us. So the first thing to call to mind whenever we pray, and we should pray daily, we should set aside time each day, at least 10, 15 minutes, to have a conversation with God. The first thing that we can do is to call to mind and place ourselves in the presence of God and to remind myself, where is God? He's here. He's living. He's dwelling in my soul. Listen to these two sentences. This is what Elizabeth of the Trinity says in a letter to a friend. She says, this presence of God is so good. It is there in my deepest self, in the heaven of my soul, that I love to find him, since he never leaves me. God in me, I in him, that is my life. Friends, so today on this Trinity Sunday, let us remember that the Trinity is not, it is a mystery, absolutely, but it's not this high and lofty truth that has nothing to do with our lives, but has everything to do with our lives. Today when we receive Holy Communion, God will really be within us, wholly and truly. But also when we pray, after we have received Holy Communion, after we have received God's grace, because we're baptized, the next time that you pray tonight, before you go to bed, whenever it is today, place yourself first in the presence of God. And it's there. It's here, within, deep in your soul. It is there where you will find God. Amen.